One of the stars of last week's preseason opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the man to my left. Please welcome in Eagles defensive end Philip Hunt. Two quarterback sacks, pressures all over the field. I thought it was a dominating performance. Philip, I know that you're going to be critical of yourself, but you must have felt pretty darn good about the way you played on Thursday.
I felt great, man. It was a great opportunity for me to go out and showcase my skills, and God blessed me with, you know, the talents and, you know, everything, the situation to have a good game.
How much better are you this year than you were last year, do you think?
I think I'm a lot better. You know, I had a good amount of OTAs and offseason to work on my steps and my techniques, and so I think I'm a little bit more polished this year.
You got more guns?
Oh yeah. You know, yeah, you see the bricks.
Well,
I haven't worked out today, but you know, that's just a little taste right there. You know, that's a little taste. But I've gotten added a little bulk to my frame, and I'm ready to play.
Yeah, what are you playing at? What weight?
Right now, I'm at 255.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you were about 248 last year, 250 last year?
Actually, I came into camp by 245.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you noticed that the weight has made a difference?
Most definitely, yeah. I'm a lot stronger at the point of attack. And, you know, when it comes to extending my arms, I can shed blockers as well. So,
Philip, are you in that game Thursday, did you beat the tackle with speed, with power, with a little bit of both?
Well, I just noticed, you know, his stance was a pass play stance, and I just got off with a great velocity. How we practice with Coach Wash every day, we rep this out every day, getting off the ball as fast as we can, and I think it just came natural, that play.
Yeah, I mean, it just you look so comfortable with what Coach Washburn is teaching you. It's just remarkable. Were you playing both sides or just right side?
I played both sides that game. Yeah. Played both sides.
So where do you think you are in your development? How much more is there to go for Philip Hunt?
It's a lot. I think each day you come to work, you learn a little bit something different, especially being a guy with me. I'm only 2 years in, you know, so I learn a lot every day, and development is, it can go through the roof, especially with the amount of older guys we have on this team.
How, you know, we all talk about this, the number of defensive ends on this roster and the quality of these defensive ends. It just seems like there's great competition. Is that kind of the way you see it?
Yes, it's great competition, man. Well, I wouldn't even call it competition. I just think that, you know, each player, you know, feeds off the other player. I feed off of Trent Cole and all the way down to Monte Taylor, and we just all feed off each other, the energy and, you know, making plays. Everybody wants to make a play, so when you see your teammate making a play, you get a lot more energy to make a play as well.
What was it like to sleep in your own bed, for the last two nights? You know, training camp is over.
Man, it's an incredible feeling, man. Coming from those twin beds with no
there's no luxuries up at Lehigh.
Yeah, no,
it's a twin bed
at all,
in a tiny room with an air conditioning unit and a desk.
Yeah, so I got back to my king size home with, you know, nice mattress and firm pillows and polo sheets and everything.
Nice.
So I was happy for that.
Hey, do you get jazzed up about playing preseason games?
I get jazzed up about any game I go into. You know, anytime there's an opportunity for me to make plays and sack quarterbacks and do the things that I love to do, I get jazzed up.
Phil, do you think that you've earned a measure of respect now that from those who play against you, maybe those who play with you, that, you know, you've made this transition from Canadian Football League to the NFL?
Well, I think guys from in the CFL look at me and say, you know, I want to be Philip Hunt. So I think they look up to me. But as far as anybody else in this league, I just think I'm another guy, and I just come out here to play hard every day and hopefully gain the respect of guys in the NFL.
In retrospect, I mean, would it, like, why weren't you in the NFL to begin with?
Well, they always said my size. That's okay. The thing. I had stats in college out of this world, but they always said, you know, he's too small. He can't turn his hips fast enough. And, you know, just little things here and there, but ultimately I think it was just my size that scared the NFL away.
Most guys, I mean, maybe some guys would certainly say, boy, I'm not going to work on those things. I'm not going to take heed in that criticism. And then consequently, they don't really develop as players. It seems like you, if somebody gives you constructive criticism, you seem to take it very well and then go and work on improving those parts of your game.
Well, yeah, I thought that was wrong anyway
when they
first said it, you know, that I was too small to play this game. I know this game is played with your heart, not your body, you know. It is played with your body, but if you have a big enough heart, you can outfight anybody. So just knowing that I have the fight within me, I just knew those guys were wrong, and I was I'm still on the mission to prove a lot of people wrong.
Did it, you know, for lack of a better term, piss you off that people were saying this about you? Have you used that as kind of a chip on your shoulder?
Exactly, it did, man. You know, I put up lots of sacks in my career at University of Houston. I played great football, and I thought I had a chance to, you know, be a prominent athlete in the NFL. And without getting that chance, I looked to prove people wrong.
Did you get recruited as much as maybe you thought you deserved coming out of high school? Or did you even hear the size rap back then?
Well, back then, we had a star-studded cast in high school as well. So we had, like, three blue chippers and guys that went to the All-American game, Army All-American. So I was just I wasn't really very sought after. You know, I was a package deal with my friend Sean Bailey at University of Houston. So they took me just because, you know, we were friends, good friends, and we wanted to go to college together.
Well, you've been kind of getting dissed your whole football life.
Yeah, man, that's the size of it, man. Yeah. That's the score around
here.
Wow.
I mean, do you sit around and stew about it a little bit? It really does. That I was going to ask you what motivates you to play football, and that's got to be right up at the top of the list. Just saying, hey, I'm better than people think I am.
I see it, but I already knew that,
yeah.
You know, so I just play this game for myself and my family. I love my family, so I want to provide for them, and I just play because I love the game. I already know I'm not the biggest guy, but I can play football,
yeah.
So that's all that matters, and I know I can make plays when it comes down to it, and that's what I put my hat on.
Well, you're doing a great job. Everybody's recognizing how great you're doing, and keep up the good work, man.
All right. Thank
you. Go get him. Have a great day of practice. Philip Hunt
All right.
on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.